It's almost Thanksgiving, and like every other holiday so far in 2020, it's not going to be the same for many of us due to the pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and we've been told by various medical organizations and health leaders that we should not have big holiday gatherings this year to stay healthy and stop the spread of COVID-19. And one of the local experts we've been talking to here on WEMU since this all began to unfold is Eastern Michigan University epidemiologist and professor Dr. Beverly Mihelko. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good to speak with you again, Lisa. Thank you.
So what is your advice for a healthy Thanksgiving celebration?
Well, my advice is pretty consistent with what you've been hearing both from our governor locally here in Michigan as well as the Centers for Disease Control, who has posted through their website guidelines for planning and executing a Thanksgiving gathering, if that's what you plan to do. It's very detailed guidelines, and I recommend people Google it and read up on it if they're trying to make a decision. My recommendation is it is certainly the safest thing to simply have a Thanksgiving meal with the people that live in your household. Perhaps you could Zoom in relatives during the meal, or maybe during sharing desserts or champagne or however it is you normally celebrate. That is the safest thing to do. If, however, you do want to consider having someone else over, again, this came through the governor's office and through the CDC, is perhaps limiting your invitees to no more than one other household. But you have to take into consideration, you know, where those people are coming from, what the transmission data is showing for where you live as well as where they live. Do the people you're inviting do a real good job at following the protocols? In other words, that they're not mingling with a lot of other people, they're not socializing, they're wearing a mask, they're being rigorous with the protocol. Then you may feel comfortable having one other household in your home. Beyond that, the risk goes up significantly for every other household you invite into your home.
I've seen a lot of people sharing the message that, you know, bring the whole family. You never know when this could be your last holiday. This could be grandma's last Thanksgiving. So have her over and have that meal. What do you say to that?
I say it's one day. It's one holiday. And that you could actually flip that very argument around and say, absolutely, whoever it is that you're inviting, grandma or this large group of people, it could be their last Thanksgiving. So what is more important, sharing this one holiday for 1 year, or maybe not seeing them again ever? That's the equation. And, you know, everyone does have to assess their own level of risk and how much risk they're going to take. Infection control, infection prevention, understanding of infectious diseases has been my life's work. And I struggle seeing so many people discounting the medical knowledge that we have about this disease, how it's transmitted, and how every single one of us needs to play a part in protecting ourselves and our loved ones, our neighbors, and our communities.
You just said this is your life's work. You're an epidemiologist. You're a professor. You teach students about this at Eastern Michigan University. What are people missing? What are they not understanding about this virus?
Well, unfortunately, through the media and some of our leaders, they're getting this mixed messages, being told it's nothing to worry about, it's going to go away. It is going to go away in about another year and a half, perhaps. I don't see a return to normalcy until the vaccines that we're hearing about have been widely distributed to the general public.
Let's talk about some practical applications for Thanksgiving. So you do have a few people over. Are you better off eating in separate rooms?
I would say if you're having people over, you need to have the meal done, pretty much done and prepared and ready to serve. You don't want people walking around mingling with you in the kitchen, et cetera. Mm-hmm. People need to be masked. They need to wash their hands. I would have them wash their hands with soap and water as soon as they come in. You know, sit 6 to 12 feet apart. Keep their masks on. Keeping all these things in mind, the shorter time that you have with people, again, lowers the risk. So perhaps having, just a short gathering, a brief gathering, maybe not have the meal.
Have we eased up on sharing food or serving utensils?
I was reading through the CDC guidelines, and again, they're very detailed, quite lengthy, but they are recommending, for example, that one masked person should do all the serving so that you're not passing dishes around or utensils, so that does make sense. Although there's no indication of, you know, transmission of this infection from food, again, if people have been, you know, removing their masks to drink and touching their nose and their face and their mouth, they may be potentially transmitting, you know, the virus to utensils and commonly touched surfaces.
And again, we're not trying to scare people. We're trying to inform people.
Absolutely. There's nothing more important, in my opinion, than making informed decisions.
That's Eastern Michigan University professor and epidemiologist, Dr. Beverly Mihalko. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.